So, David, can you tell my listeners what's been going on for NPU members at Melbourne University?
Yeah, for sure. So it's been a year since we started bargaining with the university, and nearly 2 years since our last agreement with the university expired. Since then, we've had many proposals, mostly coming from us and going to them. And out of our six key claims that we call them, which are more secure work, some responsibility taken by the university for workloads, restriction on restructures, so that's how many times they can do a restructure over the life of the agreement, and flexible working arrangements, and a better pay package. Only one of these have they come back with a proposal for, which is on parental leave. We've taken our first set of actions on May 3rd, where we had about 1,000 people meet at the university who went on a half-day work stoppage, probably the largest demonstration in many, many, many years at the University of Melbourne. And we took a full-day action in June during a university executive meeting. And now the university has delayed bargaining for another 2 weeks after we've given them an updated proposal. And we have just said that we can't take it anymore. So next week we will be taking unprecedented action across the university.
Yeah, and we're talking about 7 days stop work, right?
Well, it's a mixture of things. We're trying something very different than has ever been done before, probably at any university in this country. We will have a on Monday, starting at midday, we'll have a half day, starting like I said, midday until 7:30 p.m. A half day stop work for all members of the union at Melbourne Uni. And then what we did is we allowed workplaces to vote workplace by workplace as to whether or not they were safe and ready to take longer action. And out of that, we ended up with the all the members in the arts faculty, the Melbourne Law School, Scholarly Services, which is our library, the 757 Swanston Street building, which houses many of our student services, and the VCA School of Art and the Faculty of Fine Arts and Music Stagecraft team. Most of those have taken 5 days. Well, they've all taken at least 5 days, and some have taken 7 days of action. So they'll be stop work for up to a week. Yeah.
Oh, that's quite extraordinary. And as you've pointed out, what's been going on at Melbourne University is similar to what's been going on right across the university sector in Australia. I mean, you could almost say that what's going on for workers at universities, that they've created a kind of white collar sweatshop.
You could say that. I'll only speak to Melbourne Uni because that's where I stick to my knitting. But I think that it is certainly a bellwether situation here at Melbourne, where we're the university that sort of took the lead with our casual employees and casual members who started the Casuals Network and agitated and organized to get those historic back pay deals of, I think we're up to $40 million of back pay that they have received, and that you've seen that then spread to other universities across the country.
What's been the reaction of the management so far?
Silence.
Oh, that's interesting.
Simple as that. The only comment that I have seen is in a news article, and they have not said anything to us. Like I said, they delayed bargaining for 2 weeks, and they say that they're going to have a updated proposal, potentially including a couple of our key claims during the week of our strike. But it's worth noting that every time that they've said that they're going to give us a proposal, they have either missed their deadline or have produced no proposal at all.
Now, the higher education sector is an incredibly, and Melbourne University recently was on the league table has shown itself to be high performing. I mean, it's not a very, it's not a small part of the economy, the higher education sector for Australia. It seems quite odd that there should be no reaction.
We agree. to us, it's very simple. There's one person that can change this. That's the Vice Chancellor, Duncan Maskell. Yes, he goes. He is quick to point out being the number one university in the country and what a great place this is. But the reality is that we have more than half of our workers who are on insecure contracts. And there's a rot on underneath the shiny facade of this university of what it really means. And we've heard the Vice Chancellor repeatedly say that he wants to address these issues publicly in news articles. His provost has said to the Senate that they want to solve these problems, but yet we have not received a single real proposal on how they're going to put people into secure work. We have a very specific plan. We ask for 80% of all positions at the university be ongoing. And the reality is that we have a situation where ongoing regular business of the university is being done by people on casual contracts. And that's not to say that there isn't a place for casual work. 80%, we think is a reasonable target, and we would think that they would come to the table to support us on that, but they haven't.
I think that people who don't work in the higher education sector would be quite confused about the idea that people who have spent a large amount of their lives and money to invest in their qualifications to be able to teach at a university level should be working on casual contracts, which, as we know, means that they can't take out a housing loan or go on holidays, or it's all very strange.
Yeah, I mean, it's heart-wrenching to hear the stories of people that are doing the same job for 5, 6, 7, 8, 10+ years. They're doing the same work, repeatedly, and they're still on a casual contract. Yeah, like you said, we brought a group of casually employed staff members to the bargaining table to tell their stories, and it was, people delaying having children or not, deciding not to have children because they can't plan for the future, not being able to sign a car loan or a lease because the bank wouldn't accept it or the landlord wouldn't accept a casual contract. It just feels like at the richest university. I know, like, this is something people say all the time, right? Rich employers, but this really is the richest university in the country. If we can't do it, then how can anyone else think that they can? And the reality is that they can afford it, and they're just choosing not to.
Okay, so next week is what's going to happen, and then we'll have to find out what the management thinks that they can get away with after that, I suppose.
We're like I said, there's one person that can stop this, and that's the Vice Chancellor. And we'll be out in force on that Monday afternoon, starting at 12 o'clock, and then we'll be on the picket with those faculties that are off for the rest of that week.
Would you like people to come and support you?
People are more than welcome to come. If I could mention our website, which is unimelbebanow.com, that'll have all of the information around the different rallies and different workplaces that are out. And each of those places will have their own schedules. And then also on there, if people would like to support the striking workers, we have a strike fund that will be money going directly to our most vulnerable members who will not be receiving any pay during the strike action.
Thanks very much and good luck, David.
Yeah, thank you so much.